It was late Monday night that the UN Security Council met in closed-door consultations on the urgent situation in Gaza. When diplomats emerged, Palestinian Ambassador Riyad Mansour demanded that the council fulfill its mandate, and the current council president was hopeful that the council would act.
We do not accept that the Security Council to remain on the margin, and we emphasized the urgency of the Security Council to shoulder its responsibility and to stop this aggression against our people.
I'm hoping that I can come before you tomorrow morning and read out a press statement, but that's my hope and expectation as the permanent representative of India.
Come Tuesday morning, however, there was silence from Security Council chambers. The U.S., U.K., and Germany were reportedly dragging their feet on a Moroccan draft statement saying that it wasn't hard enough on rocket fire out of Gaza. Russian Ambassador Vitaly Churkin has threatened to table a full resolution and call it to a vote possibly as soon as Wednesday, one almost guaranteed to garner yet another embarrassing veto from the U.S. One might have hoped for a decent debate on the subject Tuesday morning when the Security Council's Counterterrorism Committee met. The conversation stuck to the topic of funding, however, staying away from the bombardment of Gaza, giving momentum to the voices of critics who say the Security Council is useless when it matters most. On the other hand, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon was hard at work in Jerusalem, Al-Quds on Tuesday, meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu and with Egyptian leaders in Cairo earlier in the day. A meeting with Mahmoud Abbas is scheduled for Wednesday in Ramallah. Ban's spokesman, Martin Nasirki, couldn't confirm any reports of a possible ceasefire negotiated by Egypt, but he said that Ban is glad Egypt is strong in the conversation.
What I can tell you is that the Secretary General certainly considers that Egypt to be playing its regional role as a regional leader, and certainly the Secretary General was encouraged this morning in Cairo by the efforts that the Egyptian authorities are plainly making, using their contacts with all sides to push for an immediate ceasefire.
Despite the rumors, Israel's air and sea bombardment of Gaza continues. If a ceasefire is reached, it will likely have been negotiated and agreed upon thousands of miles from UN headquarters here in New York without so much as even a press statement of the UN Security Council. Hank Flynn, Press TV, New York.